From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Senate, in a 57-41 vote, failed to get the 60 votes needed to move forward on a financial overhaul plan, though Democrats still believe they will be able to push ahead sweeping new controls for Wall Street. That's because the outcome of the procedural vote was largely expected. Speaking prior to the vote, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell summed up GOP lawmakers' feelings on the bill as it currently stands.
Some on the other side may deny this, but the fact is the bill that the majority leader wants to bring to the floor tonight still contains a number of loopholes that enable future bailouts.
Measures aimed at tightening the rules on banks and capital markets in an effort to avert a repeat of the 2008-2009 financial crisis. At the White House, President Obama said he was, quote, deeply disappointed by Senate Republicans' move to block the measure, and he urged all sides to get back to work on financial reform. U.S. Supreme Court is stepping into another free speech controversy. The court said today it will examine the constitutionality of a California law that bans the sale or rental of violent video games to minors. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
California requires the labeling of any video game that contains violence and then bans the sale or rental of the games to minors. Each violation is punishable by a fine of up to $1,000. Nine other states have passed similar laws, but all of these laws have been held unconstitutional by the lower courts. Now California has appealed to the Supreme Court, which will hear arguments next fall. The state wants the court to carve out a new exception to the First Amendment that would, for the first time, abolish free speech protections for violent material sold to minors. The entertainment industry counters that federal judges have consistently found no valid evidence linking violent video games to real-life aggression or antisocial behavior. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Federal appeals court in California has ruled retail giant Walmart must face a massive class action lawsuit based on claims it discriminates against female employees. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
A sharply divided panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says Walmart will have to defend itself against charges that it pays women less than men and that female employees enjoy fewer promotions and have to wait longer for those promotions than male workers. Six women brought those complaints 9 years ago. Lawyers for Walmart insist that the women who allege discrimination should file individual claims. But by a 6-5 vote, the appeals court ruled that the case should proceed as a class action lawsuit that includes more than 1 million former and current female employees. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Better-than-expected earnings from Caterpillar. The company says for the 3 months ending in March, it posted earnings of $233 million. That's compared with a loss of $112 million a year ago. Those numbers failed to buoy Wall Street, though. The Dow was up just a fraction. The Nasdaq fell 7 points. This is NPR. Treasury Department officials say the federal government is getting ready to sell its stake in Citibank, one of the major banks involved in the government's multi-billion-dollar financial rescue plan. Treasury says it is proceeding on a plan to sell up to 1.5 billion shares in Citigroup. The sale would amount to about 20% of the 7.7 billion shares of the bank the government owns. The stock was received as compensation for the massive government bank bailout. In Los Angeles, the late former police chief Daryl Gates is being honored publicly today and tomorrow. He died of cancer last week. More from NPR's Mandalito Barco.
Mourners are paying their last respects to former LAPD Chief Daryl Gates in front of LA's new police headquarters. Gates headed the department from 1978 till 1992. The outspoken chief is credited with modernizing the LAPD and creating the famed SWAT teams, the controversial militarized special tactics unit. Some remember Gates for his zero tolerance for casual drug use and actions against the Black Panthers, the Symbionese Liberation Army, and other groups. Others praise Gates' special order to prevent L.A. officers from asking immigrants about their legal status. He was widely criticized for the way in which the police handled the 1992 riots following the Rodney King trial. He resigned as chief shortly after. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Summer job situation for teens remains difficult, though it appears to be a bit better than last year. That's according to the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. Rick Cobb is an executive vice president with the firm.
This year, we had a slight uptick in the number of jobs created for summer labor.
Teens are facing the worst market since the 1950s. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.